Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Sukkah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hasaymech Sukkasi. Someone supports his Sukkah, Mekari Amita, with the legs of a bed. Ksher, it's kosher. Now, what kind of a bed are we talking about? We're talking about a bed that has four boards on each of the sides. Not just legs, but like boards. I guess you can call it little walls. That's what this bed was made out of. Four boards, two long ones on the sides, let's say two short ones by the head and by the foot, and then they would tie strings on top, or they would put a board down on top, and that's what they would sleep on. So when the Mishnah says, Kari Hamita, that's what we're referring to. We're referring to these mechitzas. Our friend over here goes, he has a novel idea. He puts schach on top. This way, he has a mobile sukkah. He can take it with him wherever he goes. That's what the Mishnah means, hasoimech sukasa. It means he places the schach, bekari hamita, on these mechitzas, which normally are like the legs of his bed. In this instance, he removed the strings or the boards on top, which he normally sleeps on, and he replaced it with schach. So the din is ksheir, it's kosher, even though this is a sukkah which is very temporary, because you move it from place to place, it's still kosher, because the Tanakhama holds that a sukkah is a diras eroi. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, im ein yechol lamed b'fnei atzma, if it can't stand on its own, psula it is pasul. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the schach is only laying on these boards of the bed, and if I move away the bed, the schach's going to come along, it's pasul. Because that means that the schach is like temporary. And Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai holds, as we have mentioned many times, including in the last Mishnah, that a sukkah has to be a diras kva. Now, however you want to interpret a diras kva as opposed to a diras aroi, but I guess one of the interpretations is a diras kva, you don't just pick up on your back and move from one place to another. But if the schach somehow would be self-supported without the boards of the bed, in other words, let's say there were four poles over here holding up the schach, by each of the corner, there was a pole. But then he puts up the boards of the bed on the side to be the walls of the sukkah, but it's not holding up the schach, then the sukkah would be kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the schach is considered kivua, even though the walls, in a way, are temporary. Because the ikar of the sukkah is the schach. Sagt the Mishnah weiter. Sukkah hamduvleles. The Gemara explains it means mivuleles, like mivulbal. It's mixed up. He didn't organize the sticks of the schach neatly. Rather, some are higher, some are lower. Because of that, the sun gets in on the sides. As a matter of fact, you're going to have more sun in this sukkah than shade. Try to picture the schach laying over. You have to go up, down, up, down, up, down. There's a lot of space between the lower level of schach and the higher level of schach. The sun is coming in through that angle. The net result is more sun than shade. Didn't we learn before that a sukkah that has more sun than shade is pasul? Well, this sukkah is kosher. Why? If I were to look at this sukkah smack in the middle of the day, when the sun is in the middle of the sky, then you'd have more shade than sun. The sun that is coming into this sukkah is not coming straight down. It's only when it's on an angle. It has to come through between the higher level and lower level of schach. Therefore, it's kosher throughout the entire day, not only at Chatzos day. Because the ikur din, that a sukkah has to have more shade than sun, depends on when the sun is in the middle of the sky. The Batanura explains that, look, we just imagine that the sukkah was in a straight line, that the schach of the sukkah was in a straight line. We discount what comes in through the sides, and if it would be in a straight line, you'd have more shade than sun, then it's okay. The Gemara does say, however, that it has to be less than three tvachim between the bottom layer and the top layer in order to be able to connect the schach the way we're doing. Zakta Mishnah weiter, v'shatzilasa meruba mechamasa, and also a sukkah that has more shade than sun, k'shei reetz kasher. Now, don't we know that? That a sukkah that has more shade than sun is kasher? Pshat is over here that the schach is very thin. We have a very, very thin layer of schach. So the Mishnah says, it doesn't really bother us, as long as the shade of the sukkah is more than the sun. So still, what's the chiddush? I mean, l'maisa, there's more shade than sun. Well, the chiddush is, I would think, being that the schach is so thin, so fragile, maybe the wind's going to come and blow away some of it. any little thing can happen, and the sukkah is going to be chamasa merubah mitzilasa. It's going to be more sun than shade, and he won't realize it. So the Tana is telling us, no, we don't have such a chash. Chazal did not make a gzeira over here. If lemaisa right now there's more shade than sun, it doesn't make a difference how thin it is, the sukkah is kosher. Vayter zakt mishnah hamuva. If he made the schach so thick, it came in bayis, it's mamish like a house. He put up so much schach as if this would be his house, not a sukkah. Even though it is so thick, you would not be able to see the stars when you're sitting inside the sukkah at night. Despite that, k'sheira, the sukkah is kosher. And I don't say, well, let's make a gzeira. A person's going to say, what's the difference between this and a house? No, we don't make our own gzeiras. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is, even though she'ein ha'kechav nirim mitaycha. So it's masha from there that l'chatchila, that's the halacha, the schach should be thin enough to be able to see the stars. But it's not ma'akav b'di'evet. If it's so thick that you can't see the stars, it's still kosher. However, if it would be so thick that it wouldn't rain in, then we say this is a house, it's not a sukkah. The purpose of the schach is to protect us from the shade, not from the rain. So really, when it comes to the thickness of the schach, there are three levels. It should be placed in such a way that the sukkah is covered, protects us from the sun, it's salasa merubah mechamasa, but you can still see through the stars. If you can't see the stars, but it could rain in, it's still kosher. But if it's so thick that it wouldn't even rain in, then we say it's pasul. Okay, so quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that if someone places his chach on bed boards, he has a bed that has boards on all four sides, it is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says that a mobile sukkah is not kosher. Rabbi Yehuda holds a sukkah has to be a diras kva. The only way it would be kosher, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is if the boards aren't supporting the schach. In other words, let's say he has four poles on the inside of the bed, puts the schach on top of that, then he puts the boards around it to be the walls of the sukkah. But lemaisa, if you would take away the boards, the schach wouldn't collapse. Under those circumstances, it would be kosher, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, fashteitzach, that these boards have to be high enough. It has to be at least 10 tefachim high. Then we learned that if you have a sukkah where the schach goes up, down, up, down, up, down, and as a result the sun is coming through the sides, we still say it is kosher. Really, there were two girsas over here in the Mishnah. If you want to take a closer look, sukkah ham duvleles, vishetzilasa meruba mechemasa. If there's a vav here, so vishetzilasa meruba mechemasa is a second case. And as we explained it, this is a case of where the schach is very thin. The wind could blow it away. But right now, it has more shade than sun. We say it's kosher. There's no gzeira that the wind's going to blow it away. There's another girsa without the vav. According to that girsa, we would read, and apparently the Batanura had that girsa, sukkah ham duvlelis, a sukkah where it goes up and down. We imagine, if it would be straight, you would have tzilasa meruba mechamasa, then we say it is kosher. So the words Silasa Meruba Mechemasa would be an explanation of Sukkah Ham Duvleles as opposed to being another case, according to this Girsa. Either way, a sukkah where it doesn't go in a straight line, it's up, down, although the sun is coming through the side. If it would be in a straight line, would you have more shade than sun? If the answer to that question is yes, then it's kosher. We also explained the way some Rishonim learn, if the sun would be right in the middle of the sky, so it's not coming in through the sides, at that point in the day, you would have more shade than sun. That's good enough for us, because Tzolasa Meruba Mechimasa is measured when the sun is in the middle of the sky. Either way, if the schach is not in a straight line and the sun comes through the sides, it's still good, provided we said that if you measure the distance between the lower level and the higher level, you don't have more than three tefachim. Then we said that there are three different levels when it comes to the thickness of the schach. L'chatchil, it's supposed to be thin enough, you should see the stars. If it's ma'uva kemin bayis, so that you can't see the stars, but it could rain in, it's still kosher. But if it's so thick that it can't rain in, that's mamish a house, and the sukkah would not be kosher.